You are listening to an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
The Indian Premier League is back for its 11th season. I know, it feels like it began just a few years ago and it's already 11. They grow so fast, don't they? The IPL has been around for so long that the two-time champion Chennai team, which was ousted for 2 years, is back and is more popular than ever. To be honest, I wasn't particularly excited and I don't think I'm alone in that. But that first match, Dwayne Bravo's big hits taking the Chennai Super Kings past Mumbai in the last 3 overs. What a way to start the biggest cricketing event of the year. As the joke goes, the Chennai team has played fewer IPLs than the Bangalore team and still has more IPL trophies than it. Oh wait, and what about KL Rahul's blistering 50 yesterday? It had everyone hooked, didn't it? Maybe the perpetual underdogs Kings 11 Punjab will turn over a new leaf this year? You never know. Despite any reservations about the surfeit of T20 cricket, it is expected that the 2018 edition of the IPL is going to be a success. The official broadcast partner, Star Sports, expects 700 million regular viewers this year and has live commentary in 6 languages. One gets a feeling that everything is bigger this IPL season, except the scores so far. Let's take a closer look at this extremely popular festival of cricket to understand what makes it tick and how it all works. Welcome to Inside 18's special podcast on Money Control. It's T20 Indian Premier League, the game changer, where we look at the paisa, the game, the rights, all of it, coming up on this podcast.
T20 Indian Premier League, the game changer, an Inside 18 special on Money Control.
First, a brief history of 2020 cricket. Like all things cricket, 2020 had its start in England. The English cricket authorities, the guys whose job it is to pick cricket teams that lose the Ashes regularly, decided to spice up domestic cricket competitions and attract more viewers with a shortened version of cricket. Because you see, the sponsors were fleeing, out of boredom perhaps. Fans responded by flocking to cricket grounds to watch this fun version of cricket. Soon, we had a T20 World Cup in 2007. But even among players, 2020 was considered a dog and pony show. I recall all the big shots of Indian cricket skipping the first T20 World Cup. Big mistake. The cricket commentariat, the serious commenters who spoke and wrote like their opinions mattered more than most, thought it was a passing fad. Unfortunately for these optimistic folks, India won the T20 World Cup. The tournament was a huge hit, with even an India-Pakistan final to boot. Ratings were off the charts and a new market was discovered. A gentleman by the name of Lalit Modi, the BCCI's commissioner at the time, decided it would be a good idea to bring T20 cricket to India, glam it up and have a competition along the lines of the Premier League of football. He even named it the Indian Premier League. I'm guessing the naming process didn't include plagiarism checks like we have these days. He wanted to attract larger, younger audiences who wanted to see an exciting sport that also had a collaboration with India's other passion, movies and celebrities. The business model goes something like this. The teams, named after cities or states, are owned by corporate houses and Bollywood celebrities. Think Mukesh Ambani, Vijay Mallya, Shilpa Shetty and Preeti Zinta. Owners are allotted teams through a bidding process, and once the teams are allotted, cricketers from India and other countries were put to auction. A cap on the maximum amount was fixed to make bidding more fruitful. That meant teams would buy cricketers within the maximum amount equally fixed for all the teams. This model was similar to the ones used by, yes, you're right, the EPL. They could let go of any player the next year or retain the players by buying them again. Yeah, it reads like they were treating humans like horses, but that's the nature of bidding, and cricketers didn't mind. The IPL had made many players rich overnight. 8 teams were announced in 2008 with a base price of $400 million that went on to fetch approximately $723 million. The BCCI and the IPL itself would make their money via the auction of broadcasting rights, title sponsorship and corporate sponsorship, ticket sales, auction of franchisee rights and official umpire sponsorship. You heard that right. The umpires are sponsored too. You never noticed, did you? And how are the franchises, the guys who paid the big bucks, earn back their investment? Their sources of income included a share in revenue from broadcasting rights, a share in the sponsorship money, a share from ticket sales, revenue from in-stadium advertising, sale of players to other franchises, and revenue from own sponsorship and corporate sponsorship. In 2008, all revenue was initially directed to a central pool. From this pool, 40% share went to the IPL, 54% to the franchises, and 6% was given out as prize money to the players. This was to be the revenue distribution model for 10 years, that is, until 2017. The broadcasting rights went to Sony Entertainment Television Network and Singapore-based World Sports Group for $1.026 billion for a period of 10 years. Sony WSG then licensed these rights geographically to other companies around the world. The IPL was valued at $3.2 billion in 2014 and $5.3 billion after the 10th edition last year. In 2018, we are now in what the BCCI calls the second cycle of the IPL. There's a new business model, including the option for teams to go to the IPO route. Let's take a closer look at the ways IPL has made T20 cricket to a festival of cricket and become a phenomenal success.
T20 Indian Premier League, the game changer. An Insight 18 special on Money Control. Sponsorships. Around 60% of the IPL's revenue is from sponsorships. 50% of this is distributed amongst the franchises. In January this year, the BCCI invited bids from a maximum of 6 official partners of the 2018 IPL. There will also be 2 other partners from the strategic timeouts. You know, those annoying breaks which are essentially extended ad breaks. As well as sponsors for the umpires. If there is one thing that the BCCI is good at, it's spotting opportunities for revenue. I'm surprised that the BCCI didn't think of inviting sponsors for traffic jams that IPL games cause outside the cricket grounds. Trust me, this would have been funnier if you were stuck in one of those traffic jams. Not you, my friends in Bangalore. You guys live in traffic and go home to take a break. Anyway, official IPL sponsorships take in the big bucks. DLF, the real estate company, was the official partner from 2008 to 2012 after paying 200 crores. In 2013, Pepsi bid 397 crores to become an official sponsor. Pepsi signed on for 5 years but pulled out in 2016 following the spot-fixing scandal that saw 2 teams get suspended. Remember Gurunath Maiyappan? And of course, Srishant's weird spot-fixing thing. Pepsi walked out because of those 2 scandals. This brought the Chinese mobile brand Vivo into cricket. Vivo, a part of Chinese manufacturer BKK Electronics that also makes Oppo and OnePlus phones, rescued the BCCI and bagged the sponsorship rights for IPL in 2016 and 2017, reportedly at a price of 100 crores per year. Vivo again successfully bid for IPL rights for 5 years from 2018 to 2022 for, you won't believe this, 2,199 crores or $330 million. It works out to 440 crores per year. That's a crazy amount of money for a company that's trying to find its feet in the Indian mobile market. This profligacy by Vivo left many analysts unhappy, but the BCCI wasn't complaining. Remember we spoke about sponsors for umpires? Earlier this year, Paytm signed on as the official umpire partner for the next 5 years until 2022. Paytm is already BCCI's title sponsor for cricket in India. Seat Tyres is the official timeout partner for IPL for another 5 years. The Future Group is also an official partner, as is Tata Nexon.
You are listening to an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
The other big IPL story this year, before the tournament began, was the massive broadcasting deal between the BCCI and Star Sports. And we are talking a big number here, nearly $1 billion. Now, last year, Star had won the IPL rights for a record 16,347 crores, or $2.55 billion US dollars. The deal holds good till 2023. Now, Star also owns the rights for all ICC tournaments, men's and women's 50 over World Cup and World T20. Media reports stated that the satellite TV channel Star Sports will enjoy a near monopoly over broadcasting Indian cricket after signing another broadcast for all of India's home cricket series as well as domestic tournaments for 6,138 crores or $944 million. The IPL broadcasting deal works out to a massive 54.4 crores per match. Now, as per the agreements between BCCI and the team owners, 50% of this money goes to the franchisees. Star Sports also announced that 34 brands have signed on as commercial partners for the broadcast, both TV and digital, this IPL. While Vivo, Coca-Cola, Reliance Jio came on board as co-presenting sponsors, brands like Polycab, Parley, AMFI, Make My Trip, Vimal Pan Masala, Asian Paints and Dream 11 are associate sponsors. Analysts estimate that the co-presenting sponsors have paid around 80 crores for each of the associations, while associate sponsors are likely to have paid around 40 crores. Sources say that Star India has set itself a stiff revenue target of 2,000 crore rupees for this year's IPL. Star's asking price for advertisements is around 10 lakh per 10 seconds. The channel expects to reach an audience of 700 million across TV and digital media. Now, viewership for the 2017 edition of IPL is estimated at 535 million. IPL 10 broadcaster Sony had garnered about 1,300 crore rupees from the league sponsorships, while the star-owned Hotstar had sold advertisement inventory worth 140 crore rupees. Further, with the massive windfall in broadcasting, as per the agreement and terms, BCCI will share 40% of what it receives among the 8 IPL franchisees. So that's a cool 150 crores per team.
You are listening to an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Individual team sponsors. Every IPL team has its own set of sponsors. Dedicated sponsorships play a huge role in generating revenue for team owners. The IPL promised instant and far-reaching visibility to the brands. The brands, in turn, poured millions into the T20 league in sponsorships. Sometimes with the league itself, but mostly with individual franchises, which were less expensive. However, more than 10 years later, we learned that the teams needed the sponsors more desperately than previously thought. Without the sponsorship deals, most franchises would have been on ventilator, as one IPL tracker chose to phrase it. Team sponsorships are not too different from startup companies attracting VCs. Most of the teams in the IPL are guilty of overspending on talent, marketing, fan building, etc., almost ignoring the bottom line. Startups do that too sometimes, going all out to acquire customers and build a loyal returning base. This is where the IPL may have fallen short. Quite short. Unlike the EPL, from where the IPL draws inspiration, the international sports leagues and teams have fiercely passionate fan bases that translate into tangible incomes in the form of huge ticket and merchandise sales. Think Manchester United or Arsenal or Barcelona. However, in India, cricket fans follow individual players, not the franchises per se. If a player moves on to a different team, the fans shift loyalties. How many of us backed Rajasthan only because Rahul Dravid was involved with that team? Many, I would think. We're a bit fickle, us Indians. Or overly loyal. Depends on whether you're a sports person or a team owner, I suppose. Only the Mumbai team has a loyal following, I'd wager. This hurt the franchise profitability across the IPL board. Barring the Kolkata franchise, which is the most valuable IPL franchise, none of the teams have been able to command fan loyalty. For Kolkata too, the $58.6 million valuation is largely due to owner Shah Rukh Khan's charisma and popularity as an A-list movie star more than its players. Direct sponsorship forms 20 to 30% of a team's revenues. Franchises are usually able to sign on 12 to 15 sponsors each season. Popular franchises like Kolkata, Mumbai and Chennai are able to sign even more. They also command better rates compared to teams like Delhi, Punjab and Rajasthan. The bottom teams sometimes struggle to get sponsorships even at discounted rates. This reminds one of Formula One teams. The teams that don't do well just fall away because there simply aren't enough sponsors. Their ability to earn sponsorships depends not only on the league performance, but also the talent they have and the locations they play in. Experts say sponsorship revenues have segregated IPL teams into two halves. Leading franchisees earn between Rs 50 and 60 crore through direct sponsorships, while the rest make 30 to 35 crore. This impacts the team's bottom line directly.
You are listening to an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Coming to ticket sales. Now, ticket sales are another source of revenue for the teams, accounting for roughly 10% of team revenues. The Delhi franchise claims it had 92% occupancy in the stadium for home matches last year. They also claim to have the highest number of hospitality seats and already have 4 lakh registrations this year. In 2016, IPL as a whole generated nearly 160 crore rupees through just ticket sales. In terms of ticket form revenue, Bangalore with 25 crores, Mumbai with 24, and Delhi with 22 crores have led the way. The BCCI netted almost 10 crore rupees from ticketing revenue. One of the best things about IPL is the exciting moment when a local Indian talent shines on the world stage. The IPL has catapulted many unknown players to fame. Every edition of the tournament has produced magical performances from established stars as well as newcomers. When a local cricketer does well for a franchise, the entire city rallies behind the team. And this has usually led to higher ticket sales.
You are listening to an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Merchandising. Every IPL franchise sells merchandise that includes t-shirts, caps, wristwatches, etc. And IPL has just about scratched the surface of merchandising. There's a lot more to come. While sports is one of the largest areas of licensing globally, according to the data from the International Licensing Industry Merchandisers Association, it plays a minuscule role with a mere 1.3% of the total sales of licensed merchandise. In 2016, Indian retail sales of licensed products was at $1.4 billion, of which only $18 million was through sports merchandise. Globally, sports retail sales make up $25.3 billion, which constitute 9.6% of the overall $262.9 billion of global retail sales of licensed merchandise.
You are listening to an Insight 18 special for Money Control.
The IPL experience. The Indian Premier League provides regular people an opportunity to hang out with celebrities and cricket stars, and also promises a magical experience while watching an engrossing game of T20 cricket. The association of movie stars like Shah Rukh Khan, Preeti Zinta, Shilpa Shetty has helped the IPL draw newer audiences to cricket. The glamour of Bollywood or even the association of regional movie stars in the various states has led to an undeniably higher visibility and brand value. The Kolkata team, jointly owned by Shah Rukh Khan and Juhi Chawla, has been one of the most popular teams. Besides, there are enough videos on YouTube that serve as testimony to the craze about movie stars in India. Combine cricket and movies, and you have a winning combination in terms of brand recall and visibility. For the burgeoning media industry in India, the popularity of the IPL means that the consumption of the sport is through the roof. The IPL is a ratings bonanza, if ever there is one. 47 days of a large captive audience. There's a reason it feels like a two-month-long festival every year. The media loves it. And so do we.
T20 Indian Premier League, the game changer. An Insight 18 special on Money Control.
The IPL has come a long way from that famous inaugural match when Brendan McCullum decimated the Bangalore side with his speed of light 158. That day set the tone for what would become a spectacular carnival of cricket. And with IPL 11 starting a new phase, the tournament looks set to grow a lot bigger.
You are listening to an Insight 18 special for Money Control.